Welcome to another rip-roaring good time. I'm Millennial Burrito. This is me, your host, the most beautiful of the three. Control Z, Control Z.
Here goes Roy being the most millennial person in the world.
Delicious cat.
And welcome to our first podcast, The Millennial Burrito.
My name is Roy.
My name is Sue.
Hello, it's Zach. You guys seen that movie with the Cage Man? What the hell's his first name?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. See, you Cage see, man. He knew exactly what I was talking about, and all I had to say was the Cage Man. With Nicolas Cage when he gets like tortured with bees, and he's like, not the bees. Not the bees! No, I think it's called Bee Box or something? Bird Box? Something like that. I think of when that music plays.
That was such a good story, Roy.
Haven't seen that movie? We just talk about Nicolas Cage's many failures. I mean, he has many.
You know what used to piss me off? At my
Nicolas
first,
Cage?
Yes, because at my first job, they would take his picture and put it on the back of the back door. So when you went to go clock in and you turn around, there's this door of Nicolas Cage of like all his weirdo faces that he makes.
Dude, he became a meme seemingly out of nowhere, and it's the longest going, strongest meme I've ever seen.
Yes.
You could literally put Nicolas Cage's face on anything, and it's automatically hilarious.
This is very true. Text message.
Is that what that's called?
No, it's called Bling. It just makes me think of like Virgin Mobile. You used to get a text, it would go text message.
I never had Virgin Mobile. I had I think my first phone service provider was like a Walmart one.
Really?
Like, because my first phone was $100 flip phone. Buy like minutes for it, mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it was like a Walmart brand service. Should explain why it sucks so bad. Back then, all service sucked. That was back in the day.
I had Virgin Mobile, but the slider phone that like slid and showed you the keyboard.
That was phone number one for
that
you?
That was phone number one for
damn,
me.
Damn, privilege.
And then went through Virgin Mobile for a couple years, and then went to Cricket and got the Huawei like freaking brick smartphone.
that's like off-brand.
Yay, T-Mobile.
Huawei, man.
Original that I had to share with my sister at the beginning.
You had to share it with your sister?
Yeah, I didn't just get a phone.
Oh, man.
My dad gave me one for me and my sister so that he could get to us at school. And that was it. Every time I had to make a call to my dad, I had to track my sister down wherever she was at in the school, which was not a tiny school.
Because Zach wasn't privileged enough to hold on to the phone.
Yeah, I didn't get to hold it either. No.
Oh, shit.
It was mine to make calls off of when I could find my sister. So basically, my sister had a phone that I could use here and there.
That's what it sounds like. You should have just texted all of her friends on the phone. I don't know if back then there wasn't like
my friends got a hold of the phone number at one point, so then they just started calling it randomly, and she would get it.
Ordering pizza and stuff. Yeah,
she didn't have such a good time on that one.
I remember when I got my first phone that had unlimited texts. It was like this black flip phone. And it was, you guys remember when you could like drop kick your phone and be fine?
Mm-hmm.
I would do that shit all the time.
No, because you have to think I had the slider.
Oh, yeah, the slide one, yeah.
At least, maybe I ended up with a flip phone first from Verizon. I don't remember. But I remember specifically, I think I still have it actually here. Where it slides up and it shows you the keyboard.
The sidekicks?
Oh, yeah, just like 360s up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure nowadays they purposely try to make phones as breakable as possible. Because when I, like I said, that black
now
phone.
You sneeze on them and they're like broke.
Yeah, exactly. I used to just huck it. Like, I would straight throw it. Like, we were playing football or like backyard football or soccer or something. And when I would get mad, I'd just, like
throw it?
Just huck it at the ground. And it'd be fine. Like, no damage, nothing. And nowadays, my phone falls out of my pocket and it's garbage.
Well, proven, I've never cracked an iPhone until my iPhone XS.
And you don't even know when that happened.
No, I have no idea.
You looked at that thing and it just broke.
Yep.
And an 8. And an OtterBox. And then my original Verizon phone when I fell down a flight of stairs and landed on it in my pocket.
I remember that. That was in college, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, because I had an ice patch going down the stairs to the tech building.
You remember when Mike, for the people listening, Mike was our friend in college. He had, like, the OG iPhone, and he evolved from that phone to another phone, and we took his iPhone apart. And we like, to the point where we took it. It was like that scene from where they destroy the printer in the alley. You remember that?
In Office Space, and it's a field, but yes.
Yeah, in Office Space. It was like that. Like, we just straight up gangster destroyed this thing in the parking lot.
And it started on fire.
Hold on, because that was kind of my fault. I started cutting the battery pack with scissors. Because I was an idiot back then. And the battery pack literally started to weld the scissors to the battery pack, which was basically a catch-22, because the more the battery stayed inside of the battery pack, the more fire was created. And I couldn't get it off because it's kind of welding it to it. And finally, I wrenched it off and just...
Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
Yeah, I was about to say. It just handed you the scissors.
Thank
back.
You very much for my broken scissors.
I still have those.
That was pretty funny.
They have about a dime size hole in them now.
Yeah, so PSA, don't cut iPhone batteries with scissors. They're not meant for that.
They do start on fire for everyone that knows, and putting them in the freezer is not a good idea.
Yeah.
Even though it did work. But I'm pretty sure it just worked because we suffocated it out, not because it got cold.
I don't remember throwing it in the freezer, but yeah, I believe we did that.
It was getting very hot, and I was not knowing what to do with it. I was going to stick it in a trash can on fire.
I love that was your knee-jerk reaction. But it was a good reaction, because imagine it did burst into flames. Refrigerator is a pretty good...
most insulated thing I could think of within, like, a 20-foot radius of me, so...
And 20 feet is more than your whole dorm, so...
Yep.
That's about as good as it was going to get.
Yeah, I had the original, like, 2-foot by 6-foot dorm. Yeah, it was pretty tiny.
I'm trying to think of the other stories that you guys would talk about.
Mike starting his nose on fire with paper.
Oh, I saw
that. I don't remember that.
I have that.
That was us.
Oh, I do remember that.
He was getting a nosebleed. He put tissue paper up his nose.
And then he lit it on fire.
And then he lights it on fire.
It would be fun. And he wanted to see what would happen, so he lit it on fire.
What did he think was going to happen? It was going to start on fire.
It did not go well.
It lit on fire. So he's sitting there patting his nose really, really fast because he's trying to get it out.
Pretty entertaining.
Yeah, that kid is something else.
We ended up getting a fight in a stairwell because we both wanted to be the one to unlock the door.
Get his
keys down the stairwell. He did get his keys back, for everyone that wants to know.
Nowadays, man, batteries just explode in your phone. Like, you don't even have to try and cut them with scissors. They just blow up.
They just do it themselves.
Yep.
Did you see the new Samsung phone, the foldable
one?
That
was the Note? That was starting on fire?
Yeah, it was the Note. It was blowing up. You couldn't take it on planes and stuff.
I want to say it was the Note.
It might have been one of the big ones. It might have been one of the Galaxies. I thought it was the Galaxies,
because
I thought it was funny,
because
I had a Galaxy for a while.
It might have
been.
Mike did buy that phone, too, so maybe we're seeing a trend here.
Yeah, every phone that Mike owns is just exploding. Well, the newest one, they're like $2,000 phone. The foldable one, it's like... You apparently take it out of the box, turn it on, and it breaks. Yeah, like YouTubers and stuff are unboxing these things, and like in the unboxing video, it's breaking, and they're just sending them back. Yeah, I guess they're halting production because there's some internal flaws. Samsung has not had the best track record lately.
Yeah, I've had my Droid Turbo 2 and iPhones. Like my Droid. Only reason I like iPhones more now is because it has slightly better battery life.
Well, your dad likes iPhones better now because your daddy is on iPhone now. For the man that drops it out of his pocket.
Yeah, your dad's a blue bubble now. How's that feel?
I do have to say I dropped his phone before he did, so.
That's right, yeah.
I have put a scuff in it already.
He ruins his cell phones by dropping it in paint, running it over with the car.
Now he has a phone he has to look at to
the
break.
The paint one was pretty funny.
That's going to go great.
It fell into a full gallon of
perfect. Paint. It's just perfect.
Oh man, I can't wait to find out if he actually finds his mother.
Where's my bike?
Yo, we'll just change mother to bike, and there you go. Okay. That now it's satire.
No, I was thinking, I was trying to remember what it was from, but it's from the Lego movie. And he's like, where's my pants?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Would say that, and then their head would spin around.
Okay.
And everyone would laugh.
Got it.
That's pretty much all you need to know.
That does sound familiar, but I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Honey, where are my pants?
That was a sitcom, I'm assuming, or something?
Then it would go to Singing Everything is Awesome, and that was the movie.
Stupid. So stupid. I'm gonna make the same thing. Honey, where is my bike? And then everybody's gonna start laughing and clapping. Should we check to see how many beers I can drink before the podcast ends? Just start drinking when we start recording. Can't stop. I can't stop until the episode ends.
Please donate to our podcast so we can eat Chipotle next time we're podcasting.
We can talk about our favorite Chipotle combinations. Are you a steak? Chicken? Carnitas?
Somebody ate that.
Is that what happened? Is that what she said? That's hilarious. That's the best way to have to go home. Hey, boss, I just ate some Chipotle and my ass is going to explode. I got to go home. Like now. I realize we have a bathroom here, but you guys don't have the equipment I need.
Or Pohai, as Christine used to say.
Pohai?
Yes.
For what?
What's Pohai backwards?
I have. Oh. Okay. Have you guys thought of the game lately? What the fuck? Seems like you guys remember the game. What's your favorite serial killer?
Oh, Ted Bundy.
Zachary?
Bundy's like one of the ones I know, so. Bundy's
the new, is the Chicago, Illinois one, right?
Ted Bundy, yes. I believe so.
Clown Man.
Yeah, that's Illinois, I'm pretty sure.
Clown Man himself. I have a few favorite, like. But I have to look it up because I don't
know. You know, that one and Jack the Ripper. I don't know very
much. But we don't even know who Jack the Ripper is, though.
But it's still
a good story.
It's a good story, yeah. That's for sure.
I thought that they had found out, or they were, like, looking into. Let's look at some of these.
There's a lot of different things.
There's the Phoenix serial killer in 2015. In the summer 2005.
Oh, wait, they have the.
Whoops, they have
the constellation guy.
The Zodiac Killer?
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
He Zodiac. Yeah, do we know who the Zodiac Killer is, though?
I thought so.
I don't remember.
The Toy Box Killer was pretty cool. He's a murderer. Like,
yeah, pretty cool.
I mean, interesting.
That's what he means here.
The Craigslist Ripper, the Long Island serial killer, was pretty interesting.
BTK.
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 His story was interesting.
Yeah. Let's see. See if I remember any other good ones.
I'm going through podcasts to find my serial killers.
Right? Yeah. What did we do before podcast?
Welcome back to Millennial Burrito.
We talk about murders.
Your favorite podcast. Talking about podcasts.
Let's see.
Oh, there's the Spokane serial killer. Robert.
Oh, I don't know about Spokane.
Robert.
Oh, I do know that one. That.
Robert.
Wait, John Wayne Gacy. That's Illinois.
Yes.
Is he here? Spirit of John Wayne Gacy, are you here with us?
Speak through Siri. It's okay.
Speak through Thor. It's okay. Everyone dramatically looks at Thor, awaiting the arrival of John Wayne Gacy.
This was a wonderful time. Great episode all around. We got episode 1 or yeah, point 5. Peace out, everybody. Oh, but wait, Zach. Where's my bike?